News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas leaders made their case to voters ahead of the midterms at that Republican National Convention last night that you just heard about on NPR. Our Shelby Rose is in studio with us this morning with what you may have missed. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. Some of those Republican state officials we heard from last night are in very tight races this November midterm. One of the first speakers was Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who focused heavily on religion and his criticism of Democrats. We also heard from Governor Greg Abbott, who framed the midterm election as a choice between Republicans and Democrats and used blunt language to describe it.
Listen, this election is a choice. It's a choice between common sense and crazy. Yes. Common sense always wins. It will win this year, too. Together, we are going to demolish the Democrats.
Abbott also spent much of his speech taking credit for increasing border security, passing school choice, and pledging to ban Sharia law. Matt.
All right, Shelby. Today marks 25 years, as you've been hearing about this morning, since the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001. The victims included several people with ties to the Houston area. Houston native Barbara Olson was on board American Airlines Flight 77, which was hijacked shortly after taking off from Northern Virginia's Dulles Airport. She was able to reach her husband, then U.S. Solicitor General Ted Olson, by cell phone, and Ted Olson spoke a few days later on CNN's Larry King Live.
We segued back and forth between expressions of feeling for one another and this effort to exchange information, and then the phone went dead.
Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon, killing nearly 200 people. Among the victims at the Pentagon was Daniel Martin Caballero, a U.S. Navy electronics technician and recent graduate of Stephen F. Austin High School in Fort Bend County. He was 21 years old. You can hear more about another family story that's coming up in 40 minutes on News 88.7 In Depth at 8:45. This Sunday marks 18 years since Hurricane Ike made landfall in Galveston. That Category 2 hurricane damaged over 24,000 structures around Galveston County and killed 100 people. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us about the storm's impact today.
Almost two decades after Hurricane Ike hit Galveston, development has changed the makeup of the island. But there are still traces of the storm left behind. Will Wright is with the Galveston Historical Foundation.
You know, when you live here, you talk about, you know, where the water got up into your house or how high it got. You also see, you know, driving around, you see some of the trees, you know, like the tree and the landscape of the topography of the island changed quite a bit.
Wright says waterline markers pasted to buildings or plaques bolted to homes that survived the storm serve as a reminder of the storm's impact. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
College football this weekend will feature a big game between